The Diary of Fate. Fate plays no favorites. It could happen to you.
Book 74, page 659. Yes, here it is. The name Raleigh Andrews. Occupation, archaeologist. A profession that rewards its followers more frequently with honored name than with great wealth. Yet you chose for riches, Raleigh Andrews, and for evil. But soon in bitterness you will curse me, fate, although you have gained what you desired. At this moment you possess a fortune past your dreams of avarice. Princely jewels of fabulous worth pour through your fingers. Their promise of ease and luxury stills the protest of your conscience. And the memory of that moment of decision, that instant when you decided that possession of such wealth was of itself an end to justify whatever means were necessary, even murder.
Oh, Raleigh, will you bring...
What's the matter, Professor Barkley?
Oh, my heart. An attack. Bring the medicine. Bottle in the coat pocket by the chair. Quick, Raleigh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll get it, sir. Oh, here it is.
Raleigh, hurry up. I'll die.
I'm looking, sir.
Wait a minute. Without this, he'll die. How simple. No need for me to use violence. And a perfect alibi. The bottle could have broken in his coat. Well, there.
Raleigh.
I'm coming, Professor.
Quickly. We're sinking. The medicine.
I'm sorry, Professor. The bottle was in your coat. Broken. The medicine's gone.
Gone?
Is there anything I can do for you?
No. No use. Excitement. Got the man.
He's dead. Oh, this way is better than any I planned.
Thus, Raleigh Andrews, was inscribed in an erasable entry on your page. You could have saved his life. You chose instead for evil. But your decision set in motion a plan founded on little things. These are my instruments. When you meet death upon his lonely way, you will understand their meaning. Soon I will read another entry from the record of Raleigh Andrews in the Diary of Fate.
Before our story, here is our announcer.
In every life, there are many opportunities for decision. And once a course is chosen, its consequences are inevitable. It was your first trip of exploration, Raleigh Andrews, and you found Cairo a fascinating place. It was the goal of 5 years of striving. As associate to the eminent Professor Barkley, for he thought you a promising young scientist, others wondered if your greater interest was not in the professor's daughter, Janet. The truth, perhaps, lay in between, seasoned with your great desire for gold. Professor Barkley had a reputation for discovering ancient treasures for posterity. You had other ideas.
Professor Barkley's quarters, Andrew speaking.
There is a gentleman here in the lobby to see Professor Barkley, one Monsieur Lorette from the Cairo Museum. Shall I send him up?
Yes. Yes, we're expecting him. Thanks. Our official observer's on his way up, Professor.
Excellent, Ronnie. Excellent.
Did they mention his name?
Yes, sir. Monsieur Lorette.
Good, good. Lorette has been observer on several of our explorations. Very cooperative.
And very handsome.
Now, dear, stop teasing. I guess the only way I can get Raleigh's attention is for you to go powder your nose or something until Lorette gets here. I want to discuss a little matter with Raleigh.
Well, my nose is powdered. But if you're keeping secrets now from your only daughter, okay. See you later.
Goodbye, Janet. Raleigh, in the conversation with Lorette, try not to be drawn into any discussion about Queen Hetaferi's sarcophagus. If this is a wild goose chase, which is very possible, we'll save our scientific reputations anyway.
Yes, I understand, sir. Our object is just more research and new photos of the main room.
Right. Oh, that must be he. Will you let him in?
Yes, sir. Monsieur Lorette, please come in.
Well, 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 my old friend Lorette. We meet again.
It is indeed a pleasure to see you back, Professor. Ah, the years have treated you kindly.
Can't brag much. Still got this bad heart. Getting old. That's why I brought along a younger man. I want you to meet my associate, Raleigh Andrews.
How do you do? Very glad to know you, sir.
You are very fortunate, Mr. Andrews, to have so great an authority about science for your preceptor.
Oh, thank you. I agree. And will you honor us as official observer this trip?
Yes, indeed. I am a selfish man regarding these two infrequent visits of Professor Barclay. By the way, Professor, in your letter, you requested a permit to open only the main room of the Hetaspheros monument. Do you have a new idea about it?
Well, nothing new, I suppose. I brought along a motion picture camera this time. Hope to get some studies for my next book.
Hello? Oh, how are you, Monsieur Lorette?
Having seen you again, I am once more a happy man.
Thank you. I've often thought of that wonderful trip to the monument you took me on. Father studied those old inscriptions. Remember?
What was that? Do not remind me of a dereliction of my duty. The observer is supposed to be at all times with the exploring party. But your father is a so well-known savant, it was a pleasure.
Oh, and one I hope you'll repeat.
I'd love to. Perhaps this visit we could, as you say, paint the town together some evening.
Oh, can we? Sorry, I forgot to bring evening clothes. Well, I'll settle for the cook's tour.
At your pleasure. Professor, have you given up all hope of finding a clue to this sarcophagus of Queen Hetaferes?
Well, I think I'll have to leave that to you younger men.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I had hopes, perhaps, that your studies of the previous pictures had gone through. Maybe a clue that would enrich the museum with Hetaspheros jewels.
Were they unusual?
Unusual? She collected precious stones as a miller collects grains of wheat. Legend tells us they were buried with her. But we have never found her sarcophagus.
How interesting. I'd like to...
Janet, pardon me. Will you and Raleigh excuse us and take a walk in the garden? I'd like to get started with Mr. Lorette on the details of opening the monument tomorrow.
Why... Surely, Dad. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Monsieur Lorette. Come along, Raleigh.
I'm very glad to have met you, sir. See you in the morning.
Good night. Have a good night's sleep. The monument interior is very sad.
Oh, what a lovely night, Janet. Those flowers remind me of...
Now, never mind the flowers, Raleigh Andrews. What are you and Dad up to? He chased me out before Lorette came and did everything but... Well, kicked my shins just now when I asked about the head of Ferris jewels.
Oh, darling, I'd like to tell you, but your father has my word. Oh, you can be sure it's nothing desperate.
Oh, sure. Father is an honorable gentleman, I know. In fact, I've wished many times that he'd give more consideration to his daughter and less to his Egyptology.
You mean you're jealous of his science?
Oh, no, Raleigh. I'm merely tired of making over last year's dresses every year. And no evening gowns. I'm tired of genteel poverty. Oh, sure, I respect Dad's scientific achievements, but... Well, far less brilliant men have provided much better for their families. And he's aging, that heart ailment. Soon he'll need all the attention, and we can't afford a nurse. So I'll have to take care of him. And what have I got to look forward to?
Well, I'd been hoping you were looking forward to our marriage. I'll make you happy, darling.
Will you? Raleigh.
Yes?
What are you trained for besides archaeology?
Nothing, dear.
And that's what you'll have 20 years from now, after giving your time and talents to posterity.
Janet. Janet, dear, what's wrong? I never heard you talk this way before. Oh, come here, darling.
Oh, no, please don't. Listen. You've got to understand, Raleigh. I'm not going to marry you on an associate professor's salary and spend the rest of my life doing without. It would ruin my life, and I'd become bitter and ruin yours.
You mean money would make the difference, right?
That's the way it is. I have to be honest with you. Good night. I'll see you in the morning.
And thus, Raleigh Andrews, another strong incentive to crime was added to your inherent cupidity. Firmly, you resolved that night to gain your ends in whatever way be necessary, if a treasure were unearthed. Morning found you ready for the search.
There's not changed since you were here last, Professor.
Quite different than I visualize it from the pictures.
Well, that's one of the reasons for getting wide-angle shots of it this trip. With them, we can practically reconstruct the room for students.
Oh, I remember it well. The four stone coffins, the four benches, and the big stone chair. Oh, by the way, I know the benches were for the attendant mourners, but for what purpose is the big chair?
That no one has ever determined. Unless it is simply an empty throne chair symbolical of the absent queen. However, ever since this room was discovered, we had hoped that the chair might lead us to the sarcophagus of the queen.
I beg your pardon, Monsieur Lorette. Would you mind helping me with bringing the tools and equipment, sir?
Oh, but certainly.
How long will you be working in here, Dad?
Well, can't say exactly, Janet. However, would you like to do a very important job for your old father?
Lay on, Macduff.
I'll explain why later. But I want you to see if you can persuade Lorette to take you sightseeing today. I need him away from here for several hours.
That's an easy one, Dad. He's already asked me.
Good, good. And I'll tell you all about it tonight.
You'll have to. I'm dying of curiosity. It sounds like a deep, dark conspiracy.
Yeah. Is there anything else I can do?
Thank you. No, you've been more than kind. We'll get started with work now.
Monsieur Lorette, you can help me. I'll take you up on that offer of the tour of the other monuments.
With pleasure, mademoiselle. Have we your permission, Professor?
Of course. Go along and enjoy yourselves.
So well. Now, you take care of yourself. Bye now.
Bye. Have a good time.
Good. That was easier than we expected.
Yes, yes. I'd hate for Lorette to find out my theory about that throne chair.
It does sound like a dime novel that the chair and its base hide the entrance to the Queen's burial vault.
Yes. It looks so solid. I'm wondering if we'll be able to test the theory without bringing in a work crew.
Let's not bring in the workers, sir. I can do the work of 10 men with this hydraulic jack.
You think so? Well, all right. Let's try to drive a wedge here between the chair base and the floor, eh?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Good.
That's enough to give us a purchase. Now, I'll mount the hydraulic jack to it. I wonder why no one else ever thought of exploring beneath the chair.
Oh, it's simple. Their religion in Cheops' time insisted on the sarcophagus being placed above the floor level, so the soul would have no trouble in getting to heaven.
And you found the clue for this theory in Cheops' tomb.
Well, if you can call it a clue. The inscription related his hatred of his mother, and it's the only basis for believing that he might have placed her below the floor.
To speed her soul in the opposite direction, huh?
Right.
Well, perhaps we'll soon know. Yeah, that jack's ready.
All right. Raleigh.
Yes, sir.
It's raising from the floor on this side.
Yes, sir. It's funny, too. It's no sounds of breaking mortar.
Well, no wonder. It's hinged on the other side.
Right.
Keep going, Raleigh. Keep going. There's a hole with steps leading down.
Oh, I've been waiting years for this moment. Let's go.
Yes, now, hurry, lad. I've got the camera. Bring the light on the small pinch bar. We may still be wrong, but now I bet my shirt the queen is waiting for us. I'll start down.
Go ahead, sir.
All right.
The queen and all her jewels.
Clutching the iron pinch bar, you followed the professor into the gloomy cavern. You knew, Raleigh Andrews, that if the fortune you expected to find was actually there, Queen Hedipera's tomb might soon serve the same purpose for your friend Professor Barclay. You hoped your years of patient waiting were nearing their end. If you were right, only the problem of disguising your crime remained. Soon it will be time to write another entry under the name of Raleigh Andrews in the Diary of Fate.
The story of Raleigh Andrews continues in just a moment, but now, here is our announcer.
Said and wisely that those who use the God-given power of thought for purposes of evil shall within their plans arrange their own destruction. And you, Raleigh Andrews, adhere more closely to the pattern than you know. Each step now taken in the furtherance of your long-planned crime but shortens the pathway to your doom. Your eyes, agleam with avarice, followed the beam of light as it sought now the sarcophagus of a long-dead queen.
No wonder all soundings fail to disclose this chamber. It's carved from solid rock.
Yes, yes, but there's nothing here except this one coffin, and it's very plain. It doesn't look like a queen's. Let's open it.
Well, opening the coffin without damaging it will probably require workmanship.
No, let me try it, Professor. I can do it.
Well, we could open the lid without Lorette being here, as long as we didn't disturb the contents. Yes, try the pinch bar.
Yes, sir.
Be careful, Ollie. Careful. Now, pry up at the center. Yes, it's a well-constructed coffin.
From the way the metal gives under the pry bar, I think it's made of gold.
Yes.
The lock is holding.
That's it. Now to raise the lid. Here, I'll help you. This may be the greatest discovery since the Rosetta Stone. Together now. The light, the Professor, turn it here.
Professor, look at them. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, thousands of them, pounds of them.
Huh? Oh, bother the jewels. The Egyptian government will have them. Look at this inscription. It is she, Queen Hetepheres, mother of Cheops. Oh, these tablets, Ronnie, these tablets. They'll fill in 50 years' gap in our knowledge of history. Success, my boy, success. Go see if you can locate Lorette, so we can remove the contents.
Well, Professor, Lorette's not here, and... Well, he'd never know if we took some of the jewels. Why must they all go to the museum? We discovered them. A pocket full would be a fortune to keep us all the rest of our lives.
Stop it. Ronnie, we're honorable men, scientists of reputation. Let's forget what you've just said. Go find Lorette.
Yes, of course. I didn't think you'd agree. Here's the light, sir. Oh, sorry, Professor. I guess I'm nervous. I dropped the light and broke it, sir.
Oh, too bad. But we can unpack and bring down the bigger lights. I would like to finish reading this manuscript now. I've got it. I'll turn on the camera light. It's good for about 5 minutes. There.
That is bright. I'll go find Lorette.
Oh, Raleigh, will you bring...
What's the matter, Professor Barclay?
My heart. An attack. Bring the medicine. And bottle in the gold pocket. Quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll get it, sir.
Hurry. Raleigh, hurry. A dive.
Here it is. Here it is.
Oh.
I've got it. I've got it, sir.
Raleigh.
Wait a minute. Without this, he'll die. How simple. No need to use violence. And a perfect alibi. The bottle could have broken in his coat. Well.
I'm coming, Professor.
Quickly. I'm sinking. The medicine.
I'm sorry, Professor. The bottle was in your coat. Broken. The medicine's gone.
Gone?
Is there anything I can do for you?
Oh, no. Oh, yours. Cut me.
He's dead. Oh, this way is better than any I had planned. I can carry him and the jewels to the outer room
and close that hole before Lorette gets back. No one will ever know the queen was discovered. Sure. Heart failure is a normal death. I can hide the jewels and take his body to the hotel. What a stroke of luck.
You gloated over your fortune, Raleigh Andrews, even as you swiftly completed your plan. You removed even the smallest of jewels from that regal coffin. Soon, all was in order, and there was no clue left to show that the throne chair had ever been moved. You placed the jewels in a previously unopened box of scientific apparatus, replacing the official customs seal so carefully there, too, it appeared never to have been removed. Confident now, you took the professor's body to the hotel. Lorette could return at any time. Your plan was complete.
Monsieur Lorette, I've certainly enjoyed these stories of yours.
Thank you.
I'll always remember today. I'm even sorry it's over. Isn't that the monument ahead?
I regret to say it is. Oh, the door is open. They must still be here.
Hi, Dad. Raleigh, we're back. Oh, well, they're not here.
Oh, perhaps they have to drive at the top or something.
I wonder if anything's wrong. They've unpacked only one toolbox and a camera and light.
Well, we'll soon know. A car just stopped over there.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. We've been wondering about you guys. Where's Dad?
Janet, I took him to the hotel.
Something's wrong. What is it, Raleigh? What's the matter with Dad? Answer me.
Janet, let's sit down.
Don't stop, please. You don't have to break it to me gently. Is he gone?
Yes, dear. He passed away here.
Oh.
Doing the work he loved best.
I should have stayed.
I wish there was something I could say or do to help.
Thank you. It's really not unexpected. His heart?
Yes, dear. I can drive you into town now if you wish and come back for the equipment.
But the mission? Is the work accomplished?
Yes. We got what we were after. Just pictures, you know.
Well, then, I'd like to get away from Egypt. And go home.
The ship we arrived on sails this morning.
Could we make it?
Yes, except for the customs clearance on the equipment.
Well, perhaps I can help on that. The customs seals are not broken on most of the boxes. They can be put aboard tonight without inspection. I'll have the men repack these two, have them cleared, and sent to the steamer in the morning.
Thank you, monsieur. I was thinking about Dad.
Well, that is the simplest matter of all. Think no more about it. I'll arrange everything.
Your plan is now complete, Raleigh Andrews. No one saw your passive murder of Professor Barclay. The sympathetic cooperation of Lorette will place the treasure box safely upon the steamer. With morning, you intend to sail home to America, a wealthy man. But you ignore the little things that happen which put the plan in motion. Your record nearly is finished. And in just a moment, I will read the final entry in the Diary of Fate.
In just a moment, the surprising conclusion to the story of Raleigh Andrews. But now, here is our announcer.
Now before me, fate, lies the final entry of Raleigh Andrews. Deception, theft, and murder were the crimes he committed. A fabulous fortune in jewels at stake. But unheeded by most mortals are the little things. And now Raleigh Andrews' doom is upon him. He could not wait the ship's departure to caress his fortune, but had the treasure box placed in his cabin. There he now gloats over the shining gem, runs his hands through their cool, glittering beauty.
Oh, you beautiful things.
Queen Head of Fairies did all right by herself. And now so have I. I'll sell you a few at a time. Oh, the things you'll buy me. A ranch in Arizona. Perhaps a yacht. There's the signal for visitors ashore. Now to enjoy a pleasant voyage home. Yes? Yes, yes, who is it?
Hey, Mr. Andrews, it is I, Lorette. I have your baggage checked for the two other boxes.
Just a minute. Coming. Oh, Lorette, you've been grand. Thanks again for everything. You'll never know how much I'm indebted to you.
No? Fortunately, my knowledge has been increased this morning. All right, men, take him.
Huh? Hey, what's the main idea?
You are under arrest, Andrews. Men, search the cabin. Take everything ashore.
Monsieur Lorette, what's happening? This man tells me I must go with you and wait for the next boat. Raleigh, handcuffs.
I am sure you will not mind the delay, mademoiselle, in such a good cause. We'll need you only for formalities at Andrew's trial. Then you will be free to go.
Well, this is outrageous. For what will I be on trial?
For the murder of Professor Barclay and the thefts of the Hetaferis jewels.
Ridiculous, ridiculous. Barclay died of heart failure. And that box of jewels your men are taking from my cabin, they're mine. You can't prove where I got them.
I won't need to. You were kind enough to furnish all the evidence required.
You'll have to produce your evidence before you take me off this ship. I'm an American citizen.
The captain has seen the evidence and consented to your removal. This was your first trip of exploration. You did not know that all pictures taken in monuments are developed by our museum and copies retained.
But we didn't take any pictures. Not a one. I just said that so that Janet would start for home. There's some mistake.
Yes, a very small mistake. But a fatal one for you. Someone touched the starting mechanism of the camera while you were using its light in the Hetaferis tomb. It took 4 minutes of very good pictures. They show you breaking the professor's medicine bottle, stealing the jewels, everything. They even show from the composition of the walls where the vault is located. Shall we go now?
And now it is time to close the book. Yes, Raleigh Andrews, little things caused your downfall. A shattered bottle, a broken lamp, the trifling error of an old man's hand that tripped the camera shutter. These and other trivial things are the instruments with which I, fate, work. And justice has been served. Heed well, you who listen, and remember, there is a page for you in the Diary of Fate.
Included in our cast were Herbert Litton, Tom Brown, Cynthia Corley, Bill Johnston, Lou Krugman, Gene Twombly, Ray Erlenborn, and Hal Sawyer. Diary of Fate is a Larry Finley production, transcribed in Hollywood.